Meanwhile, in Downing Street, P and 3...
What? Well, why didn't they hear the last episode?
Okay. Well, for the benefit of those slackers who had something better to do than listen to the first episode... That's a laugh.
Well, that is a laugh. We'll have a quick recap, all right?
And for the benefit of those of you who did hear it, here's some music.
Right, the year is this year, and the party, they're all the silly ones. They've won a landslide victory at the general election. Now, a chap called Action Man is now PM, P for short, and his right-hand man is Man 3, who is now Lord 3. Okay, so far? Now, there's also a town called Microcosm, where a group of stereotyped sitcom characters are waiting to be in a sitcom. And this is it, the sitcom, that is, right? Now, for God's sake, I don't want to have to go over this again. And now for those of you who didn't hear the record because of what I was saying, here it is again.
What? Well, look, it's obvious who I am. Meanwhile, in Downing Street, P and 3 are... I'm the narrator! Oh, brilliant. Look, I've lost my place. I've forgotten now. P and 3 they're doing something, all right? That's marvellous, isn't it? I mean, you're trying to get the second episode off to a flying start, and what happens? I mean, it's typical. It's a conspiracy.
So, 3, how's the old hallucination?
Oh, comes and goes. Shut up!
And the peerage?
Oh, well, lovely, thanks. It's a real beaut.
How do you feel?
Oh, well, much the same. You know, only a bit more lordish.
You look lordish. More lordish than you looked yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Pete.
Honestly, there's never anything to do, Norman.
Shut up and keep marching, Penny. You'll get your chance soon enough.
Do you mind? So, anyway, down to business, 3. How's the country?
Oh, fine. Can't complain.
Can't it? Good. Well, that's the country. Now, what's on the agenda today?
Well, I'm afraid the diary looks a bit full.
Oh, what have we got?
Well, 10 o'clock, then 11 o'clock, then 12, and after lunch we've got a really full afternoon. At 2 we've got 2, then 3 at 3, and so on until 6 o'clock.
When am I going to fit all that in?
Well, Pete, I thought we could do 10 o'clock about 10-ish for an hour, say.
Yes.
Then 11 at 11 for about 60 minutes.
And then?
Well, let's play the rest of it by ear.
Good idea. Now, there's something else I've got to do today.
Go to the House of Commons?
No.
Haircut? I've just said House of Commons!
What was it? Oh, yes! Appoint the cabinet.
Yeah, and so it was that P and 3 set about appointing the cabinet.
Do you mind?
But more importantly, in Microcosm, Penny and Norman were...
Oi, wait a minute. We're going to appoint the cabinet.
Yeah.
Well, I've got Penny and Norman to think about.
Thank you.
But I've been looking forward to this bit.
Oh, my God, actors... All right, you've got 1 minute.
Right, quick. What are the posts?
Home Secretary, Foreign Secretary.
Yeah, and Chancellor.
Trade and Industry.
Yeah, Defence.
That's one. Health and Social Security, etc., etc.
Right. They're all scrapped.
Scrapped?
Yes.
The official reason being?
They're all boring bastards.
The unofficial reason being?
Much the same as the official reason, and instead...
50.
We're going to set up a new department covering all those things. The Department of Really Boring Things.
And who's to be Secretary of State for Really Boring Things?
You are.
Oh, brilliant.
Prime Minister.
Yes?
Ah, the Cabinet Secretary, Sir Lord Knight.
How's my Cabinet coming along?
I've made all the appointments.
What, even secrets, leaks and honesty?
I've never heard of them.
You won't have heard of the Secrets Department for obvious reasons. The Department of Leaks, well, it hasn't been yet. Well, honesty, no one would believe it anyway.
Okay, Sir Lord Knight, if you're so cabinet secretary, you deal with them.
Technically, it's your job, P.
Ha! I'm too busy.
Yeah, the P's got 10 o'clock in 8 minutes, thank you very much, and he has an address to the nation to write. He has!
Oh, God, have I?
Okay, exactly what do you want me to do?
Let me see. Everything, please.
Will that be all?
Isn't that enough? Let me know when you've finished.
Fine.
Oh, one thing, P. How will I know when I've done everything?
You'll be very tired.
0. Just...
And so P and 3 got on with something whilst far away in Microcosm... Yes?
About bloody time too.
In Microcosm, things were pretty quiet, really.
Pretty quiet, isn't it? I don't suppose there's any chance of our being involved in the action.
I'm trying, Penny. Just be patient.
Oh, for God's sake, get some depth of my character while you're about it.
If I could get some peace, Penny, I probably would. Meanwhile, in Microcosm...
Dot... Good morning, everyone. My name is Mr. Mann from the Department of Radio Techniques. I've been sent here to instruct you all in the art of being in a sitcom, so that in the event of a sitcom breaking out here in Microcosm, you'll be all able to cope with the technical side of things. Now, today, we start with... Penny, where's Ali?
Oh, he's coming. He's not in till the next page.
Heavens. Surely it wouldn't hurt him to be here a bit early. He might learn something.
Exactly. When I was in Korea, lots of people got killed.
Sorry, Norman?
I said, when I was in Korea, lots of people got killed.
I fail to see the relevance.
Well, I can assure you that all the people who got killed saw the relevance.
How could they? They were dead.
Well, they probably saw the relevance in their dying throes. It doesn't take long to see some relevance.
What about the people who died instantaneously?
All right, I'll rephrase it. I can assure you that all the people who got killed and who didn't die instantaneously saw the relevance.
Thank you.
I'll be on the next page yet. I think I get ill on the next page.
We'd have been on the next page in Korea.
I hope I get ill anyway. I feel something coming on. Oh, it's so exciting. I love surprises.
You really look forward to being ill, don't you, Dan?
Absolutely.
I think it's disgusting. You don't know how lucky you are.
What do you mean?
Well, you've got a strong character. And so has Norman.
That's hardly surprising. I'm the sort of character who has a strong character.
Well, even Ali will probably have one when he gets here. What about me?
Oh, you've got one. You're always moaning about needing a character.
That's not enough, though.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know.
Something softer, perhaps. Look, try this.
Well, that's very nice music, but I can't really see how it fits in with what I'm saying.
Well, at least it doesn't sound so crotchety.
Well, I think I preferred crotchety.
Well, be crotchety, then.
I can't be crotchety all the time.
Well, experiment. You're allowed to think one up yourself, you know.
Why should I? They didn't ask dot, dot, dot.
Shh, quiet, everyone.
What is it?
I'm about to hear footsteps. You see?
Oh, that'll be Ali. Hello.
You've forgotten to stop your footsteps, Ali.
Oh, sorry. Come here. Hello, everyone. How are you? Sorry I'm late.
You see, that's a brilliant character.
Right. Well, if it's okay with Ali, can we proceed? Today we are studying radio techniques. And after that performance with your footsteps, Ali, perhaps it's rather apt that in my lecture today I will be covering the art of the footstep, both approaching and fading. Ali, please, take a seat.
Sorry, right.
Hurry up. Oh, where's Ali gone?
Nowhere, I'm right here.
Oh, well, that's the point, Ali. By the sound of your footsteps, you are halfway to...
Korea?
Yes. Yes, halfway to Korea.
That was never halfway to Korea. Halfway around the block, perhaps.
Well, the point being, Penny, that you have to measure your voice with your footsteps. You can't have footsteps that go halfway to, well, wherever, and suddenly pipe up, I'm right here.
But I am right here.
Well, your legs aren't.
They are so.
Well, somebody went halfway to wherever.
Here's a seat for you, Ali.
Dan, where have you been?
I was getting a seat for Ali. I had to go halfway to Korea to get it, too.
Told you.
Oh, come on, Dan.
It's true. There's a sign out there. It says, this is halfway to Korea. You must be knackered. Take a seat. So I did.
Well, thanks very much, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Not at all. It was worth it. Ooh, I feel awful. I mean, I could be talking contused Massachusetts. Or something even more difficult to say.
So can we please proceed? Now, fading footsteps. The difficult part. Fading the voice and the footsteps simultaneously. For instance, if my footsteps fade away, but I continue talking, it sounds silly. Conversely, if my voice fades quicker than my footsteps...
What did he say?
Get the point? So, you've got to time it just right, and then it sounds like you know what you're doing.
You wanted to see me, P?
Yes, Three. And well faded in, by the way.
Oh, thanks, P.
Now, what am I going to do with this address to the nation? I can't think of anything to tell them.
Well, that doesn't matter. You're the PM. Tell them what you like.
I don't like anything.
Well, tell them what you don't like, then. I don't like you, either!
What I don't like? Car stickers. I tell them I don't like the smart-ass who came up with them. You know, my other cars got an even worse joke on the back windscreen.
Oh, yeah, they'll buy that.
Oh, excellent. Well, this running the country lark's a piece of piss, if you ask me. Now, it's about time we had a cabinet meeting, Three. Have you seen them?
That sounds like them outside now.
That's handy. Right, bring them in. Right, I've called you all here today. Where are they?
I don't know.
Well, where's that noise coming from?
Well, it must be a sound effect.
the cabinet can't possibly just be a sound effect.
Oh, but the cabinet could be a sound effect.
Three, get Sir Lord Knight immediately.
No, but Sir Lord Knight was really, really, really busy. Oddly enough, they weren't quite so busy in microcosm.
What am I going to do?
In fact, they were so unbusy in microcosm.
I've got to get somebody.
That they weren't busy in microcosm.
Did you hear that, Three? I don't know where this microcosm is, but wherever it is, they're obviously not busy. They could be in my cabinet.
Oh, brilliant. What a good idea.
And I've just had another idea. It's a new act. It's called This Bloody Narrator is Banned Act.
But that act was never passed.
You try me.
Look, Ali, just relax. Fading footsteps aren't that difficult. Now, try again.
Well, I think it's about time I was heading off. I'll see you.
No. Ali, come back here.
I tell you this, Penny. If Ali had been in Korea...
What now, Norman?
He'd have been about 2 years old. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Norman, you're too young to have been in Korea anyway.
No, I'm not.
You're only 29.
Yes, but at the age I'm playing, I'd have been in Korea.
But at the age you're playing, you'd have been in World War II.
No, that's hopping. That's bloody hopping.
Well, I probably was then.
Okay, Norman, if you know your character so well, when exactly was Korea?
Well, it was before MASH, I know that.
Of course it was. MASH was in colour.
Exactly.
I bet you don't even know who was fighting.
Well, I was, for one.
Oh, I think I'm getting the hang of this. Phew.
Hello. I think it's best for everyone if you'll wear plimsolls in future. Either that or just never leave the room. Now, to proceed, we turn to the art of the scene change. Now, the most common method is simply to fade your voice.
Simply to fade your voice.
Good evening, nation. This is your Prime Minister. I'm here tonight to inform you how much I care about my new post. Just how many damns I give. None. Zilcho dams. Not one dam will I part with. And before you get all upset and say things like, this PM doesn't give a damn, let me say this. How many previous PMs gave a damn? All of them, I hear you say. Exactly. And look where it got them. Not one, not even one of our previous prime ministers is a prime minister today. I'm the only PM who still is. And I think that tells us a lot about the virtues of damn-giving. So there you are. You won't be getting any dams from me. No dams. But plans? Oh, yes, I have plans for Britain, and this is one of them. We must all pull our socks up. Then everything will be all right. Get those socks up. The future lies with people who have warm knees. And if you consider that your socks are already high enough, then look again and ask yourself, honestly, could these stockings, with a bit of effort, could they be talking
thigh warming?
I think we all know the answer to that one.
Up the
Don't worry. We can watch it on the vid later on. Oh. Meantime, I have great news of Sam Pell. Or something. The PM is coming here next week.
Hooray! Hooray! Why?
Because he wants you all to be in his cabinet.
Well, what about his MPs, eh?
Hey, no, come here. Over here a minute. Come here. Is it funny thing? No, come on. What about his MPs then?
No, that's a laugh, isn't it?
Come on, calm down, missus. Don't titter.
Penny,
no,
look.
Please. Is a funny
no,
thing?
Come
what
on
about
now.
Them?
No, look. Come. It's not working, Pen, now is it, love?
Damn.
Well, what about his MPs? That's their job, isn't it, for which they get jolly well paid too?
For which they jolly well get paid too, actually.
Anyway, what about them?
He can't find them.
So I suppose we've got to get this place all tarted up just because the PM's coming down.
No, you don't need to bother.
Well, in that case, could you possibly turn the TV on again?
No, there isn't time.
Isn't time? He's not here for a week.
Yes, but next week's in 2 minutes. We've got to learn the technique of passage of time. Notebook's out.
Can I borrow a pencil, Norman?
Well, don't break it.
Sorry?
Don't break it.
Oh, don't break it. Oh, I thought you said do break it. Oh, well, in that case, I won't. I was going to, but, well, I won't, if you say so.
A passage of time.
And don't pour petrol on it and set it on fire, either.
Don't.
Yes, don't. And don't put an X through it. Or throw it in the bin, or launch it into space or anything.
I'll try not to.
passage of time.
Just be generally careful with it. I've had that pencil for 8 years, you know.
8 years?
Yes, and it's never been launched into space yet, and I don't want it launched into space now.
Right.
That bloody pencil will be in bloody orbit before you can say something with not many letters in it. 8 years up the bloody spout, I ask you.
Is it finished, Norman?
Well, the pencil probably is.
Good. Well, thanks to Norman, the PM will now be here next week in about 30 seconds. So we'll have to move. Passage of time. Now, the most common method is spinning newspapers, but unfortunately, that's not very good radio. So sometimes we use dinky music, or the narrator can do it. But tonight, because we're short of time and we got a naff narrator, we're going to use a slightly different method. Can you all read this?
Yes.
Okay. After me, one, two, three...
A week's gone by, as if you hadn't guessed.
Right, quick everyone, that's the PM. Stand back, I'll deal with this. I was in Burma. I know a railway when I see one. Prime Minister!
Hi, all right? I don't give a damn.
Prime Minister, what can I say? Delighted to see you. Now, before we go any further, could you please do us the honour of cutting this ribbon?
Sure. What's the ribbon for?
Cutting.
Fair enough.
Thank you so much. Now, PM, as you can see, here in Microcosm, we've all pulled up our socks, as you suggested.
Did I?
Yes, didn't you? Can I introduce Ali?
Hello, friends.
Not quite so high with the socks, Ali.
I don't believe this.
Now, PM, this is,
A bit boring?
Indeed. So let's just pretend I've already introduced Penny and Dan, shall we?
Charming. Absolute cretins. Now listen. There's been a bit of a cock-up. Although we have a majority of over 600 in the House of Commons, unfortunately, I can't seem to locate any of my MPs. So, as it taps up, I'm a bit stuffed for a cabinet. Any, suggestions?
Could I suggest using a sound effect?
What sort?
Well, I thought perhaps a silly-sounding horn.
How will that help?
It won't, but it might provide a little light relief. It worked very well in the last episode.
Atherton Times. Could the Minister for Boring Things please comment on the trade deficit of 800 billion?
800 billion? Sounds good.
It's a trade deficit.
Is it? That's nice.
Well, trade's nice, but deficit isn't.
Two out of three isn't bad. Anyway, what is a deficit?
Well, put it this way, it's not a surplus.
So we could say we don't have a trade surplus of 800 billion?
I suppose we could.
Well, that's nothing unusual. I can't see the problem.
Watkins Express. Could the Minister for Honesty explain how pulling up our socks is going to help the current situation?
No, she couldn't, but at least she couldn't honestly.
Davis today, could the Prime Minister please say something in colour?
No, sorry, haven't really mastered saying things in black and white yet.
Minister for Flannel, will United win the cup?
I'm glad you asked me that, because I believe, as I have always believed, and I said this in the bath yesterday, that with a bit of luck in the draw, because you need luck, make no mistake, that there is every chance that United, or any other team for that matter, might well, all things being equal, and I said this to my wife yesterday, might well have a say in the final destination of the cup.
Is that your final comment?
It may well be.
Is it true that Lord Three has hallucinations?
Not now!
I'm only asking.
No, I wasn't speaking to you, sorry. What was the question again?
Thank you.
Prime Minister, would you comment on the recent story in the press that you set up a Department of Secrets?
Yes.
Well, you have?
No. Yes, I would comment. No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge? Does this mean there may well be such a department?
Technically, it means that, yes.
Is there some sort of cover-up regarding the Department of Secrets?
Wouldn't surprise me. It is the Department of Secrets.
Would you know, PM, if there was a Department of Secrets?
Depends how good a secret it was.
Murmur, 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 controversy, controversy.
And so it was the controversy arose as the press suspected a cover-up over the Department of Secrets. P soon realized that unless a Department of Secrets was discovered, the suspicion of a cover-up would persist indefinitely, or at least until one was discovered. Sir Lord Knight was immediately dispatched for a secret rendezvous. Oh, shit, that's me.
Oh, sorry to keep you.
I understand you wish to see me, sir.
You understand correctly.
Of course I do. It means sort of in a proper fashion. As it should be. Right, if you like.
Good. You obviously understand correctly. Now, you've no doubt heard about the Department of Secrets?
Yes, sir.
Have you? Damn. Well, pretend you haven't.
Right, sir.
Because it doesn't exist.
No, sir.
And if it does, I don't know about it. So, anyway, I'm putting somebody in charge of the department.
If you get my meaning.
Yes, I think so. You mean you're putting someone in charge of the department? Reading between the lines, that is.
And do you know who that person is?
Is it a secret?
Absolutely.
It's a secret between you.
Just between me.
Exactly. I don't want to know anything. I don't even want to know if you've accepted the post. I have no knowledge of ever having offered you in the first place.
And if I refuse?
You can't. I haven't offered you anything.
Wait, I tell you what. Why don't I move into a cabinet room until I make up my mind?
Try room 16.
Why, are the secrets there?
Could be.
What sort?
Secret ones.
Are they in a big box?
No, they're just scattered about all over the place.
Sir, if you don't mind my saying, that doesn't sound terribly secret to me. Having all the secrets just scattered around the room.
It works very well.
Look, I don't care what you say. Secrets should be kept in a big box.
Boomerang?
No.
Cockles and mussels?
No, look, I don't care what you say.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day.
They should be kept in a big box.
Look, they're not all secrets that are scattered about. Some are, some aren't. And nobody knows which ones the secrets are.
How come?
Because they're so secret.
That's so simple. It's stupid.
I know.
Well, sir, I'm glad we had this chat.
What chat? Oh, by the way, Minister.
Or not Minister.
Have you ever seen one of these?
No, what is it?
It's called a slitter. They're very rare.
Looks very nice.
Yes. Unfortunately, its S was cut off in an accident.
So it's a later now, is it?
Yes. And without the S, it seems to be losing strength all the time.
Oh, dear, you mean...
Yes. It's a week later.
Good news, P. It's time to wrap up the story.
Oh, excellent.
Word has just come through. Socks are on the way up.
Well done, P.
Oh, it was nothing, P.
Oh, come on. It was a great idea. Fancy an OBE.
Oh, I don't mind if I do, P. You know, P, it strikes me...
That we're fading out. I know.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day.
A very good character work, Penny.
Oh, thank you.
It doesn't quite fit in with the plot, of course. I mean, it's good, but you know.
Oh, nicely done, Norman. You cracked it. Yes. So, that's fading wrapped up. Now, another scene-changing method, of course, is the ever-popular turning on of the radio or the TV.
Harper does that work, Nuncle. Honestly.
Yeah, it's not quite there, Penny, is it? No.
Right. Well, I'm off.
Well, aren't you going to hang around for the last joke?
Am I doing it?
No.
No. Well, not much point, then. I may see you next week. I may not.
Here is the news. Nothing. No disasters, no new government measures. Even the royal family had a day off. In fact, nothing much happened, really. Well, I don't suppose we can be expected to come up with news every night. Bought a new shirt at lunchtime, if you're interested. Hardly news, really, but... as there's no news, let's have some music.
That was The Party Party by Murray Hunter, starring Morwenna Banks, Robin Driscoll, Robert Glenister, Hugh Laurie and Clive Mantle. The producer was Jamie Ricks.
Did you hear the news just then, Three?
No, what happened?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Ah, well, no news is good news.
No news is bloody boring. Excuse me. No, I'm sorry, but I'm the PM and I expect some news on the news. I think we ought to do something about it. And while we're about it, Three, let's do something about something else as well.
Yes, and I tell you what else, P. While we're about that, let's leave some other things well alone.
Three, have another OBE.
Another one? Where am I going to put them all?
Don't be disgusting!
How about after your name? Is there room?
Oh, there might be. Let's see. Lord Three. Oh, yes, there's plenty of room there.
We interrupt this program to warn listeners that the final joke is on its way.
Then so be it. Or should I say, then so be it.
Right.
So be only good as it is.
over. So, how do you think it went, Robert?
That was all right, I suppose.
It's all right, except for the poxy music they've been using. Out of here!
Yeah.
Shall we go and have a drink?
Yes.
Club.
Club.
No, the
club's boring.
No.
Let's
go to the pub.
Pub's expensive.
Pub is okay.
Oh, by the way, boys, I thought you were really, really good today. Honestly, you know, Robert, Clive, you, Robin, smashing. Do anyone think I was any good?
I'll get my coat.
Yeah, I just popped in to say well done, everyone, by the way. It was really good.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
I'm the writer.
All the writers. You don't look like a writer.
Like a circle within a wheel, and a wheel within a wheel, like a wheel within a wheel, and a wheel.
Are you coming down the pub with us?
Don't patronise me.
Ooh!
Clive, look, that red light's still on.
Sorry, it's my mistake.
Yeah, we'd better keep this, Jamie, in case we're short.
Yeah, okay.
Circle on another wheel.
Right. Come on, pub.
Right, okay.
What
about it?
It's worth a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worth a fortune.
Nick it.
These ones are
not.
Wait until the guy's going out of the box.
I'm not anything.
Wait, he's going out of the box.
Coward.
He's just got down to pick up some paper.
Okay.